Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg 23, Pretoria 24, Mombela and Polokwane 21 degrees.
A crash at Galilee's interchange on the N12 R24 West, queuing traffic there. In Sandton, roadworks causing some delays. The Catherine Street southbound, restrictions in the central Sandton area.
Cheating in the National Senior Certificate exams has significantly decreased, dropping from 945 cases in 2023 to 407 in 2024. This was revealed during a media briefing by Umalusi ahead of the release of the 2024 matric exam results, as well as the Independent Examination Board results. The Quality Assurance Body officially approved the results today. Here's Umalusi CEO Mafu Ramapwetsi.
Umalusi remains seriously concerned that KwaZulu-Natal and Mpumalanga are once again at the top of the list, with 195 and 74 implicated candidates respectively. I want to state emphatically that cheating does not pay.
The Minister of Basic Education has meanwhile congratulated the top achievers of the 2024 matric class. Speaking at the ministerial breakfast in Randburg today, Kwakhube added that this achievement by learners is a sign of hard work and dedication. She also says that the class of 2024 has represented the country well through their individual brilliance.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you venture into higher education, the workforce or other endeavors, remember the value of hard work, perseverance, and integrity. South Africa needs you. And as we continue to navigate the complexities of the modern world, we require leaders who are innovators, who are thinkers, and who are going to take us forward. And so once again, congratulations to all of you, and thank you for coming to spend the day with us. And
Kisantu is calling on Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi to engage with the South African Medical Association Trade Union in formulating a strategy that will result in the employment of hundreds of qualified doctors. It says it's aware of at least 450 qualified doctors who had completed their community service but were still without jobs. Kisantu's Zanele Sabela says the success of the National Health Insurance heavily depends on the strengthening of human resources.
Samatu has urged successive health ministers over the years to devise and implement a strategy to employ doctors as soon as they complete their community service. Yet every year in January, these skilled professionals find themselves unable to provide health care to citizens that need it most because government will not hire them.
To Mpumalanga now, where a 32-year-old suspect has been arrested in connection with the killing of 8 people at a liquor outlet in Pienaar. 6 people died on the scene and 2 other victims, a man and woman, succumbed to their injuries in hospital on Saturday.
The suspect is expected to appear in court soon. The acting provincial commissioner of the SAPS in Mpumalanga, Major General Dr. Zeph Mkhwanazi, has been belated following this breakthrough, and the investigation by the team continues.
That's police spokesperson Jabu Ndubane. And Mozambique is set to swear in its new parliament today. This follows months of deadly protests over an election in October that the opposition said was rigged. I'm Chanel September, back with Mornings in Afrikaans at 2.
Could have slipped another story in here. There's so much time, you could fly a jumbo jet in. There is a big story. Do you know that the world's biggest religious festival is underway? It only involved 400 million people. I'll tell you in a bit. But let's get back to the hits in the meantime.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J. On Jacaranda FM.